Alright, so last time, which was back in the midst of history or something, we just got up to sending an MPI, and the receive syntax is essentially the same as sending. There is a status returned, which we'll discuss a little later on, and the only other possible issue is that the buffer length is not the actual length, it's the input, it's the size of memory available to store the information transferred. The return status variable has the actual number of variables transmitted.